Yeah, it's very difficult. When you first start out, it's extremely difficult. And I guess, you know, being I've played football so long, my muscles and joints are a little different than some people. So it takes you a while to get used to it. But after a while, it's kind of, it started to loosen up some and you get used to it.
Is this kind of something that you think is becoming more and more prevalent among athletes? And how does it translate and help on the field?
I think it really helps for just injury prevention. You know, being more limber and having your muscles and everything, being able to stretch more can cause you to kind of prevent injury more. You know, you're able to, you know, shift and maneuver your body into more positions without, you know, fear of being injured because of the yoga thinking. And so I think a lot of people do it for that reason.
Is it something if you went back 5-10 years ago and someone said you'd be out at Chopra doing doing yoga and meditation, is that your reaction?
Yeah, I would laugh for sure. I didn't know where I would have did yoga 3 years ago, you know what I mean? So, you know, but that's the great thing of, you know, growing as a person and evolving.
Let's talk a little bit about the huge strides this team took from, you know, last year from the year before, going from 2-14 to 9-7. You know, what's next? And is this team kind of on the brink of the next big thing? And what is that and why?
I think so. I think we definitely realize the kind of talent we have. I think the will to win is there. And, you know, more importantly, people, you know, guys, myself, we've bought into the system more. We know it more. I think we're more comfortable with the coaches. The coaches are more comfortable with us. And just our work ethic, you know, it's at an all-time high. The competition level and practice every day is extremely high, and we're all holding each other accountable, which is, I think, something that's just a common factor among the great teams. You know, just players holding each other accountable, we're all doing that.
How much does, and you kind of touched on a little bit, but being more comfortable with the coaching staff, now that they've been here for a year, you're not so much learning just how to do their stuff. I mean, you're a veteran, you kind of probably had your routine anyway, but as a team, how much does that help to kind of have that settled in?
It helps a lot. I think when, you know, you have a new coaching staff come in and you're learning a new system, you know, it's kind of overwhelming. You know, you're trying to stick to your game and improve your game as much as possible while learning a new system. It's a very, very tough task, you know. So as you have a year into the system and now you're more comfortable with the knowledge of it, you're not thinking about it so much, you're able to focus on more things in your game. I think a lot of us as players are able to do that now